Opposition leader Peter Dutton says he will reconsider the need for an Islamophobia envoy if the coalition wins the federal election. Labour created anti-Semitism and Islamophobia envoy roles in the wake of the October 7 attack on Israel and Israel's subsequent assault on Gaza. Mr. Dutton, who has been accused of downplaying Islamophobia while campaigning against anti-Semitism, says his government would review the Islamophobia role and continue it if it is helping. A spokesperson for Mr. Dutton confirms the anti-Semitism role will not face a similar review and will be continued. The opposition leader also dodged issues raised by the imam at Sydney's Al-Madinah Mosque, where Mr. Dutton made a rare visit yesterday. The mosque leadership said they did not agree with him on a number of fronts, including previous comments critical of Lebanese-Australian immigration. Mr. Dutton has avoided the criticism and says he condemns all acts of hate.
Do you publicly apologise for making comments like former PM Malcolm Fraser, quote, made mistakes in bringing some people in?
Well, the point that I was making yesterday is that people should be able to live in our country, in our society, particularly in the 21st century, peacefully. And I don't tolerate attacks on mosques, not on churches, not on temples, not on any place of worship. And I've been very clear about that.